in June filled with mayflies and beer. Of how I love October with the leaves and polished brass. And even January with the snow.
Welcome back to Association Impact, the weekly radio show on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. This week we are talking about data-driven decisions, and I'm pleased to have our final guest today is Ed Ura, and Ed is president of Mercer's Consulting Group. And Ed and I have worked together since, I believe, the first month that I walked into the door of MSAE back in 1988. Could that be possible?
That sounds about right, Cheryl. It's been a while, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you. Ed and MSAE have collaborated on employee compensation survey reports and benefit survey reports, and we've been able to give our members data year after year on compensation and benefits. So, Ed, talk to us a little bit about the importance of using salary and compensation data in making decisions within your organization.
Well, Cheryl, there are a number of ways that organizations use competitive market data. One of them is kind of the obvious one, is just to check and see how they are stacking up against the competition. Are we paying consistent with what our competitors pay? Are our benefits programs consistent? Because ultimately, what we're trying to do is attract, retain, and motivate the best possible people we can to help our organization achieve its mission. And, of course, to do that, you need to make sure that you are paying people competitively. So that's probably the first and most obvious way that organizations use data like this. There are some other ways that may be a little bit less obvious but are just as important. One of them is with justifying the compensation that they pay to their employees, particularly the top executive. The Internal Revenue Service has a number of procedures and processes in place for looking for numbers that just stand out as not being right. And one of the best ways to defend the decisions that an organization makes is through the use of this competitive data. Finally, again, on the list of things that are commonly used, data is used by finance professionals to just check and see overall whether the amount, a total sum in costs and compensation and benefits are consistent with what they should be spending as an organization.
Right. You know, the new 990 requirements came out, gosh, it's got to be at least 3 or 4 years ago now. And even though they weren't overwhelming, there were some that were significant, and one of those was to be able to compare CEO or chief staff executive compensation and make sure that it was not out of line.
Right.
So how have you been helping groups do that?
Well, we have a series of steps that we always suggest that organizations put in place for governance of CEO compensation. First and foremost of those is to establish a compensation philosophy, and that's a statement approved by the board that states clearly what the philosophy will be with respect to compensation. It sets the competitive market that an organization will use, and it sets what position the market, the organization will take to that. So, for example, an organization might choose to say we will be competitive by paying at the median of the market for organizations that are similar to ours. Now, then what you need to do, of course, is have data that supports that. So when you have access to a survey like the MSAE Compensation Survey, we can go right to the part of that report that allows the board of directors to see exactly where those numbers should be. Now, having a source of data or multiple sources of data, which we always prefer, is really what gives the board confidence that they're doing what they should be doing. And, of course, it's always helpful if you can check off as many of those Form 990 boxes as you can, and one of the ones that they provide for you is the use of an independent compensation consultant, which is someone from the outside analyzing this data so that there is no perception that either the top staff executive or somebody on the staff is providing information that might be a little bit biased.
Right. All right. So in order to really do that, and they use, say, not only this the Michigan Association and Nonprofit Employee Benefit and Compensation Reports, but they could find others to look at that as well. And so what you're really saying is not everyone should be at the median. There should be some groups that would be much higher because of their volume, because of their scope of work and the like?
Well, absolutely. One of the key things when you're looking at data is to make sure you're looking at data for comparable sized organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Within any industry, the best predictor of pay is the size of the organization. So, you know, if I'm looking at an overall sample of 100 associations and I'm in a $4.5 million association and the median size of the rest of the participants is about $1 million, yeah, I'm not going to be doing myself any favors by looking at the median. So what I'd want to look at and what we provide in the MSAE survey, as well as other survey providers, is to break up that sample into groups of relevant size. So if I'm a $4.5 million organization and someone provides me with a data set that's $4 to $6 million, I'm right on target.
Right.
And of course, obviously, if you're trying to do something else, like trying to be an award-winning organization or being cutting edge, the median is going to get you just that, the sort of mid-level of performance.
Right.
So if you're looking for more, sometimes you need to pay more.
Wonderful recommendations. I do want to share with people that if they're interested in receiving a copy of our most recent compensation and benefit survey reports, to just email Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, at msae.org, and we'll make sure that we get you that information. We need to take a short break, but I want to talk to Ed Ura more about salary administration programs. So stay with us on Association Impact, the radio show on Michigan Business Network.com.
I'm singing about this old state of mine, closest thing to heaven that I could ever find, her Great Lakes and her rivers.